better listen very carefully.
A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready.
Essentially, at this point, the fight is over.
So you pretty much flow with the goal.
Who is worthy to be trusted with the secret to limitless power?
I'm ready.
This episode is brought to you by Parry Athletics, the exclusive apparel sponsor of the Bulletproof for BJJ podcast. We've been working with these guys for quite some time now. We absolutely love the company. We love their gear, both for training and also just looking slick off the mats. They got excellent no-gi wears, shorts, t-shirts, all that cool stuff. If you want to get yourself into some Parry clothes or you want to rock the Bulletproof for BJJ exclusive merch, you got to go through Parry. Go to parryathletics.com and use the code Bulletproof20 to get 20% off your order. They ship internationally.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Bulletproof for BJJ podcast. Have you ever been DQ'd? That's it, ladies and gentlemen. You're at a competition. Maybe you did something wrong. Maybe you saw someone do something crazy and they got DQ'd. Now, I'm actually going to talk about maybe something slightly funny, maybe something very embarrassing in terms of people getting DQ'd. Have at it as you will. The reason why this came up was recently John Combs was going against Andy Varela in the North America qualifiers for ADCC.
And was it East Coast Trials? West Coast?
West. Going hard match. Obviously, blood's pumping. It's going up a notch. And unfortunately, John Combs vomits. You guys might have seen it. It's
just mid-match.
Because they kind of stopped the match. I don't know if it went out of bounds, but he was like, oh, can you just, you know, he's like feeling it. And that's he's trying to say, hey, can you get me a, poor dude. Like, he's an amazing competitor, John Combs. And so Andy Varela, also beast. And
Andy Varela's a motherfucker.
He's a monster kid and goes really hard. And as a result, I believe he was DQ'd. Like, that's technically like a cannot continue kind of injury. And it's
disappointing for him. But fuck, I mean,
dude,
I don't feel bad for the guy. I'm like, dude, that goes down in jiu-jitsu fucking
lore. Man, you went hard.
You went hard and you blew chunks. Fucking respect.
Yeah, it's incredible, but it's unfortunate. And it made me think of a couple of other DQs, which are maybe kind of funny, maybe ridiculous, but I wanted to put them out there. The first one that came to mind was actually Bill the Grill Cooper, because I'm a big fan of Paragon and Jeff Glover and Bill Cooper. I feel really laid the foundation, their jiu-jitsu, their no-gi. Like, they dominated Naga. They dominated Grapple Quest. They were doing insane stuff. They really put the foundation down for a guy like Gary Tonin.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong, Gary Tonin is his whole animal.
Like, unconventional.
But if you look at how wild they were in terms of letting their guards getting past and then just flipping over and guillotining dudes, leg locking dudes, they were incredible, those guys. And they used to do break dancing. They used to, you know, smoke weed. They were kind of like the Rotolo brothers before the Rotolo brothers.
Yeah.
You know, they were amazing. And at that time, Paragon was actually associated with Alliance.
Right.
But then other Alliance schools came in and then Paragon was its own thing. Bill the Grill Cooper got disqualified in the finals of the Brown Belt Worlds for going commando. So
what's that?
Well, when I say commando, he had no underwear on.
Oh, right.
So he's free balling. So they're having a hard match. It was him versus Otavio Souza, right? I don't remember the year. Maybe it was like 2008, 2009, something like that. Early days. And I actually watched it and his pants, you know how you can get kind of disheveled. His pants got pulled down. Boom, ball zonies are out. Whoa, look away, gentlemen. Look closely, ladies. Didn't need to look that close. Bill the Grill, who was hanging out, and the referee's like, "Nope, that's it. Like, you have to wear underwear."
Well, it wasn't even a case of did they get pulled with the pants?
No. Like, because I think he was
Otavio, what a dog.
But
daxed him.
He wasn't to know, right? But it's dope because Otavio is like a multiple time world champion now, but they're both brown belts, and he was like, I think coming up on a sweep or something, and the pants just got pulled down, and then he was just ass out. And I didn't even know.
Bulldogging it.
He was just bold, out and proud. And poor Bill, because he was actually an exceptionally good gi and no gi competitor.
Yeah, right.
So he lost the finals because of that. Anyway, that was kind of funny. But then I've seen probably maybe more controversial kind of DQ. But even though it was funny to watch, it was Keenan versus Paulo Miao at Brown Belt at the Jiu-Jitsu
is
World
Keenan Pro. Significantly bigger, or was he smaller back then?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, just he's a fair bit
good
taller.
Guy, right? Yeah.
But they were both double guard pulling, scooting. It was kind of the era of 50-50 being very popular.
Yeah.
And neither of them wanted to come up. They both wanted to kind of bolo and backtake. And you have a very frustrated referee hating the double guard pull.
Yeah.
And it's for money. Like, you know, Abu Dhabi Pro at that time, I can't remember the year, it was one of the only comps that offered.
It was a $250 prize pool.
It was
amongst
huge.
15 champions.
It was like, no, but it might have been good. It might have been 10 grand maybe for the final.
Yeah.
Absolute brown belt final for the pro. And they get double DQ'd.
Fuck.
Because it's just, they keep getting warnings like, hey, Luch, fight. You fight. And they're both like, they're dueling guards. Like, it's not that they're doing nothing, but the referee is just, hate this double guard pull. And it's just personal bias, but at the end of the day, I hate
fucking double guard pulls.
The
as
referee
well.
Is the law. And he just said, nah, you're both fucking out, DQ. And they were spewing. It was kind of hilarious because it was like that Benny Hill. Dun, 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 you could just put that music over it. And they're like, scoot, scoot, half sweep. No, scoot, scoot, sweep. And it was just fucking the epitome of butt scooting.
Dude, that happened to Levi as well, didn't it? Brown belt worlds.
No, it might have been black belt worlds. Black belt. Yeah, it was first round.
They both got DQ'd, didn't they? Both competitors?
I can't remember, but I do remember him being super upset.
Yeah, it was like, I'm sure it was both competitors. They got like two warnings, and then the third time it happened, ref's like, you cunts are out of here.
And that was actually a good year for Levi. I think that was the same year he might have beat Lucas Lepre.
I think my impression was that was the first comp after beating Lucas, and everyone was like expecting big things.
He's going to be the world champion.
Yeah, it was really disappointing to see. So I had a conversation with a mate, shout out to Jay, listener of the show.
Cool.
We're at Subversion together, but we're chatting about this double guard pull thing. He didn't quite we're chatting about some aspect of it, but basically – There's a thing, correct me if I'm wrong, but in jiu-jitsu where when somebody pulls guard, the onus is then on you to play top position. Like
potentially.
Like if they pull guard, you cannot also pull guard.
No, you can. You can't. Double guard pulling is a thing. But yeah, it's done a bunch. It just depends on the competition. Because some competitions and now they're even talking about penalizing guard pulling
altogether.
In general.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But okay, yeah. So we could say then that like most of the prevailing comps, at least of the past, like the IBJJF and whatnot, you can't do that, can you?
No, we're gonna have to run that back and fact check it. I've seen double guard pulls flat out.
Yeah.
Brasileiro, right. Like pans.
Okay.
It's just possibly done less. Like even recently, Talisson Soares, when he won the pan championship, there was a double guard pull, but very quickly he came up on like a leg drag.
Well, that was my impression, was that in the event of a double guard pull, somebody has to assume top position. You can't both just – and that was what was happening with Levi and whoever he was competing against. No one would come up.
Right.
Each athlete was like, I'm fucking staying in guard.
Right.
And the ref's like giving them a moment to see like who's coming up. Okay, fucking points.
Right.
And I think that maybe that's more the thing is like if it happens, somebody has to come up.
Okay.
And so when you get this situation where like a Levi, where their guard game is their A game.
Yep.
And it's like, no cunt, I'm going to my A game.
Yeah.
And the other athlete's like, that's also my A game.
Yeah.
A game of inches, no one wants to be the one that's like, oh, I'll come on top. But we do it in training all the time, right?
Sure.
You're like, oh, you pulled. All right, here I am.
And I think it can be frustrating. It can be it's probably more frustrating for the spectator. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not like fighters who are good at guard. They'll do double guard pulls all day. Like they want to fight. That's actually a part of the strategy, is that you get to these positions where both people are fighting from there, whether it be for an entanglement or a back take. And I think it's a completely valid part of the game. So I actually don't think you should get disqualified for it, but doesn't matter what I think. Now, the last one I want to mention is I was at this tournament. It was a Pan Pacific Championship. The person will not be named. They were wearing a white gi. Now, sometimes when you wear a white gi, you can It could count against you potentially. Especially maybe you've been dieting and you've been eating some weird foods. Who knows? Maybe you took some diuretics to make weight. Who knows? Maybe you had too much coffee, but this person came up on a big sweep. It's on the internet. There's a view of this person's posterior angle.
Ooh.
And you see a dark in a big, like, not. It's, I don't know if it's a hip bump sweep or it's a reversal from side control. The person forces their way up on top and you get a clear sight shot of their butt and then just a dark cloud appears.
Shut themselves.
Oh, my God. And they continued. Now, my friends.
Valiant. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Stop and run off the mat. You know if you shit yourself. I don't care. I don't care if you're really like blackout drunk. You know if you're shitting yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't know in what universe you think you're going to fight to the win and just have shit running down your leg and they hold your arm up and it's like, the champion of shit. Like, what are you doing? And so the referee kind of catches onto it and is like, oh, hang on, what the dude? Yep. And he's like, oh yeah, I'll be, bro, get the hell off these mats. Other people got to be on these mats. You're going to shit yourself and then try and keep rolling? God damn.
I mean, I DQ, guess I can just see the thought process of that. Well, it's happened, you know?
But
I've shat myself.
But would you?
Might as well try and win this match.
No way.
Like,
even in training? Save
myself some embarrassment by running away. Bro, you just shat yourself.
Dude, it's as embarrassing as it gets. At least you ain't shitting all over the mat. Are you serious? Come on. Now, play this out. You're at training. You go for a sweep or someone sweeps you. You ever been knee on belly and then let out a fart? Like, oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? If you were to happen to disgrace yourself in a number two kind of way, you'd have to say, hey, bro, stop. I got to.
I'm just thinking like, though, for a lot of people, you know, competition is like I've invested a lot to get here. I want to win it. So it's like, yeah, okay. But training, sure. I'll go change my pants. Maybe even wipe a little bit for you.
It's too much, man. I remember just.
I mean, it's fucking disgusting.
I remember being shocked. Because everyone's like, whoa, you see that guy? Like everybody in the tournament was like, whoa, is that guy on mat number five? Like, see a dude shit himself and keep fighting? It was like, look, things happen. Jiu-jitsu's wild, right? So fair play. Oh, anyway, I wanted to go to something which is very similar where dude was in a triangle and dude farts in his face from the triangle. That dude's like, oh my God. And then taps to the triangle, runs out and spews.
Oh, from copping the fart.
Fart in the face. Similar situation. But, I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, the bodily dysfunction can occur in extreme jiu-jitsu moments. But it was the fact that he was like, no one was like, true legend. He just kept rolling. Everybody was like, you kept rolling? That seems, I don't know, like an error in judgment. But, yeah, man. Embarrassing.
Tell me the I'm familiar with when you work out really hard, when you push yourself, vomiting is a thing. What is that? Do you know?
So you
when going back to that ADCC.
Yeah. Go back to the vomiting thing. So the way it was explained to me is that like once you get a certain amount of lactate, it depends, right? Because digestion takes a fair bit of energy too. One of the safest places for your body to put acid is your stomach because you have this lining. If you have too much, and I could be wrong about this. This is explained to me by someone smarter than me, and I took their word for it because they're sports scientists. So maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. But they're saying that once you get a certain accumulation of lactic acid in your muscles, if your body doesn't have the enzymes to break it down, your body's like, fuck, what do we do with this? Usually it can get filtered out by the liver, but you also produce enzymes in your liver and your heart to deal with it. But also if you get an extreme level of acidity, it will try and filter it and try and push back to the stomach.
Right.
Because that's like a safe place you can keep it.
And then the stomach's like, let's get this out of here.
We've got to get this the fuck out of here. So that could be wrong or right, but you also need to have something in your stomach to vomit up, right? So you would know from doing a hard workout, Joe, that if you've got nothing in your stomach, you just start getting like just acidy feels. Like it's just stomach acid. It's not necessarily food. But when John Combs spewed, it might have been a bit of Gatorade. Maybe it was like half a snack bar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this is the hardest thing about a tournament. You've got to keep some fuel in the system. But when you're rolling to the death, like as hard as those guys are, even a really conditioned athlete might have a bit of a spew. But I mean, I've seen some pretty crazy DQs. Not embarrassing, not funny, but like, you know, dudes headbutting each other and fucking turning into some Royal Rumble shit. And it tournaments, people are committed. You're getting people at peak, just fucking adrenaline and fight to the death, and shit can get sideways.
That's what we're there to see.
Yeah, it's entertaining. But ladies and gentlemen, if you've seen a crazy or very embarrassing DQ, please let us know in the comments. We'd love to see it. Good times.